Perek Bey's mission of Vav. That's a, the is a huge sugya, and maybe I just summarize a little bit and make a few points. It comes out, I think, that there are 4 or 5 shitas here. The Mishnah says, "Ein otim mavrichim makivim erishis pachas nami yom b'fei rosh hashanah v'nato hivrichu here kivyakor." Read them. Recall kavishin akledas lukim ayam shem akledas yosi rishim and omlu bei shabbos. So clearly, there is a machlokas here about klita, how long things need to be kolot. And the Mishnah is saying, at the very least, that you have to make sure to plant things in Shemitah. So, an Erev Shemitah, I'm sorry, to plant trees in Erev Shemitah, or to add to a tree in Erev Shemitah, long enough in advance such that the klita will take place before Shemitah. The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah makes a comment. Now, there's, you read this Mishnah, you get the impression there's no concern about making sure this is done before Tosef HaShvius. Not the Kli takes place before Tosef HaShvius, and for that matter, there doesn't seem to be any objection at all to doing it during Tosef HaShvius. Read the Mishnah Ketzuras. So, the problem with Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yudim Beis, has a comment of Nachan Amar Ravuel, Divri Omer Lamed Tzarech Lamed Shloshim, Divri Omer Shloshim Tzarech Shloshim, Divri Omer Beis Shabbos Tzarech Shabbos Tzarech Shloshim. That comment in and of itself sounds like it's saying that this Mishnah is on top of Tosef HaShvius. That of course you have to be concerned with Tosef HaShvius, but besides that you also need a zman for klita. You need 30 plus 30, 2 weeks plus 30, or 3 days plus 30. In which case what comes out from this Mishnah is that you have to make sure that there's no klita. Klita itself doesn't take place during Tosef HaShvius, and if klita takes place during Tosef HaShvius, then you have to be oikret. And that's what Rashi writes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That you need shloshim l'klita v'lamel tosefes kribalazer. That's clear in the next Rashi as well. The klita has to take place before tosefes shvius. That's his Rashi. Now, Rabbi Tam, quoted in the Rashi, quoted in Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, takes issue with that. He says for a number of counts. One of them is that that's not the mashmos of the Mishnah. And Rabbi Tam is of the opinion, and the Baal HaTosis are of the opinion, in this respect, that they seem to accept Rabbi Tam, but the Rash also seems to accept Rabbi Tam, that Rav Nachman Ravu was not talking about Shvius when he made that comment. He was talking about the Din of Arla, which is the, he's referring back, relates to the previous, or Bryce earlier, on Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes and Beis, the Tosefta from Shvius, that Echadam Teav, Echadam Av, Echadam Arka, Erev Shvius, Shlosh, Shemim, Lefnei, Rosh Hashanah, also Rosh Hashanah, Mutar, L'Kayim, B'Shvius. So that's fusing the halacha that you have to have 30 days before for a year for Arla, plus 30 days for Shvius. And on the Arla Din, Rav Nachman is saying the name of Rabbi Ravua, that you need to be concerned both with the year Shloshim Yom Chashav Shana for Arla plus a Zman for Klita. But for Shvius, there's no such concern. Now, why is there no such concern? Then you have different approaches. The Rash himself, and this is what Tosas Rosh Hashanah says in Daf Yud, say that even though it's Taka Osir to plant, so if you were to plant Shlosh Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, you did an Isser. Plant 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, 3 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. That's an Isser of Tosef HaShvius. You're not allowed to, just like you're not allowed to be Zoreya during Tosef HaShvius and Choresh during Tosef HaShvius. Well, Choresh is the explicit one. You're not allowed to be Noteya during Tosef HaShvius. Of course, that's true. But the Mishnah is saying that the Knas that was made, of Yakor only applies if it was Niklat in Shvius. True, there's a din called Tosef HaShvius. This is especially mstaber if you think that Tosef HaShvius is fundamentally an isser to prepare for Shvius. Even without that, it's not as chamor maybe, but even if Tosef HaShvius is the raisa, we're not concerned, at least liikuva, of something that was niklat during Tosef HaShvius, only if it was niklat during Shvius. So we're not discussing here when it's mutter to plant.
The Rash still accepts. It's different than been in time that 30 is going on Shvius.
Is he?
I mean, he needs it. He needs Klita He needs Klita to take place before the Sashia.
Originally, no, I'm sorry. Originally, he says, I shouldn't say it with the Rashi Machria. I meant like this. First, he quotes the first Pshat, which the Rash, I should be more precise. The Rash sounds like Rash. Then he goes to the Tam's Pshat, and within Shida's Rebbe of Tam, he says, version of the Abel Chom Nachum, remember, he says what Tosin Rosh Hashanah says. I'll call it Tosin Shita. The Alchemer of Nachum, they were Omer Lamel Kita, which is okay, fine. Av Bishinata Be'isser. Period. That's his version of what we call Shiva's Arena Tam. Not Arena Tam himself.
No, but that's our point. So you still hold that you need 30 and 30. In order to plant on Tosefta Shiva, you need to plant 30 days before Tosefta Shiva starts. But if you did, then you wouldn't have.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
He's going back in the whole thing.
I think, again, we have time. First, we have time. No, but this is all within this remaining time. The Ochi Gamar of Nachman, the Divrei Omer Shloshim Lukita B'Shviyat Sarach Shloshim U'Shloshim. Right, you planted 7 days before Rosh Hashanah started. The Rebbe Tam goes further. And I think if you look at Tosin Rosh Hashanah, I think that's clear. Because there he doesn't even quote Rebbe Tam's further Chiddush. And first Rebbe Tam, the Ochi Gamar of Nachman, quotes Rebbe Tam's Pshat in the Gemara, and he just says, it doesn't matter.
But he holds like
Rebbe
Tam, not like the first day. I
shouldn't say that. I'm not sure. I guess I intuitively assume, well, if that's the way the Tosis presented Rosh Hashanah, the Rash would more likely be like, yeah, but you're right. It's not. He quotes the first day and then he quotes the Rebbe Tam's kashas. He doesn't answer Rebbe Tam's kashas. So I'm not sure how to interpret that. Yes, he certainly is giving it. They're giving that position equal share, and it's I'm pointing to Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, because even though Tosfos Rosh Hashanah doesn't seem to accept, it doesn't mention Rebbe Tam's Tosefes, which the Rash strongly disagrees with, doesn't seem to reject the basic principle. The Lech Ora. So someone says in the Mishnah, the main Mishnah is like this: Ain Ot Ein Marvichem Rekim Rishvias Pachos Milam Bajom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. That's anyway, also Mishum Tosefes. We know that Hevi Yecho Hevi Kiv Yakor. And then, in terms of the din of when you have to be Okeret, so come along Rebuda Yosef Shimon saying, one second. It's true you can't plant with Shalosh Yom, but if you plant with less than Shalosh Yom, you don't always have to be Okeret. As long as you're Klita, you're good. You're good. Because again, Klita during Tosefes doesn't bother us. Rebbeinu Tam himself, so it's even a step further. And Tam himself, why should that be true? So I just. We explain maybe because Tosefes is less chum, or you know, the Raisa, or because Tosefes is fundamentally a hechsher, a hachana, as the Rambam says for Shmias. So Klita in Tosefes itself is not problematic, but Rebbeinu Tam himself went further. Tam himself said there's no Esenuti at all during Tosefes Shmias, and as I think we've discussed before, remember in this context that there seem to be two different versions of Rebbeinu Tam. Even the Rash himself seems to quote two different versions of Rebbeinu Tam. Here he presents Rebbeinu Tam. The Mutter Lita Tosefes Shiyas Mid Havi Ashar told us. Rebbeinu Tam said there's no Isser Tosefes, Natiya during Tosefes, because Natiya is not even Isser the Rice and Shiyas Atzma. It's just a told him. And then say, just like everything else, just like the other things in Beis, it's just like Miyablim and Mefarkim, Afkim, Ashim, Notim is the same thing. That's why it's Mutter during Tosefes. Alternatively, the way Tosus the way Rash sounds like he quoted Rebbeinu Tam earlier, and the way Tosus quotes Rebbeinu Tam on Daf Tes, not Daf Yud, Daf Tes, there's two Tosim Rosh Hashanah here, that the Lashon is Rebbeinu Tam, the Lo Chmiru B'Natiyah Kamo B'Charisha, Mishim De'ein Tosef, She's the Reis of Natiyah Ela B'Charisha, Sid Be'Kra, that maybe in Shvias itself, could be in a Sid Reisa, however, in Tosef Shvias, the Gzeres HaKos Tosef Shvias only applies to Charisha and not to Natiyah.
It will be
Zoreya,
right?
Zoreya
and Natiya will be the same
thing.
During Tosefes?
So that's
interesting, because Tosefes there says it will be Charish by Charish and Zoreya.
And Zoreya, right. Rebbeinu Tam doesn't say what then would be with Zoreya. Could with Zoreya also, if you read the Zeres HaKos, it sounds like maybe Zoreya also shouldn't be. But I think that the Chazon Ish, one place has a Svara, where he, when he presents Rebbeinu Tam, he doesn't, that he thinks, yeah, in Yud Zayin Chav Beis, I Avotilas Ilan Kemachin Ilan Peri, but Ilan Meskaim La Olam, the Chol Zman Shu Noto, Ein Pu'ulas Anatia Mesiachedes L'Shvius. Lefizah you didn't know since Shemutu Lento Af Toch Lamed? Okay. But we'll get to what Klit is about. So he says that basically if you understand that, as we present, Reitam most likely does, that Tosevah Shvius is about some sort of Hachana. Just when I'm in Choresh, I'm preparing the field for planting in Shvius. When I'm planting, so if I plant wheat in the ground, if I plant vegetables, I'm planting for growth in Shvius. In other words, I'm preparing for growth in Shvius. Because we don't, if I put a sapling in the ground, that's growing for Shvius? I guess so, but trees grow perpetually. I mean, it's not like there's something unique about it. It's not a Shviistic growth, like when I plant my tree a month before Shviist. It's a growth for the next 20, 50 years. It happens to start in Shviist, doesn't go to the next, it goes to the next Shviist, then weiter and weiter and weiter. You know, a vegetable grows that year. So when I plant in Shishis, that should grow during Shviist, so I'm planting something for Shviist. When I put a sapling there, I'm not planting a tree for Shvius specifically. So the fact that it will grow, again, the fact that it will grow in Shvius is good, and it'll go this Shvius, it'll go next Shvius, it'll go this Shvius and Shvius, also it'll grow every year. So that's why it's not viewed as a specific preparation for Shvius. That's his svar. Ratam just says, you know, there's custom, but maybe but that's why he's if you see, if you think of Ratam applies to Zeria also, like Tosna Vodazara, that's the svar al-Khalik that he would say. Anything Ratam holds the Tiyas Daraisa in Shemitah, that's svar al-Khalik. Again, the objection here is that the Rash, I think it was, I'm mistopic by the Rash back in Al-Balav, because the Rash, the objection, the way the Rash presents it, is almost verbatim, the same thing he says here in Beis Vav as it says in Al-Balav. In Beis Vav, the presentation objection makes much more, is much clearer if he's objecting to a Shidur in a time that's not the Raisa on Shvius, because his whole point seems to be, So one second, right? Tom said because his clear is because of Harisha. So why is he handling that that Netia should certainly be the rice like Harisha because it's more like Zoreya than Zomeris? Like, what's he talking about? So again, if his objection is about Shemitah, and Ratam said Natiyah is Mutter Min HaTorah and Shemitah, and he's saying that can't be because Zomer is a told of Zoreya, and Zomer is the Raisa, and you see from Shabbos and Natiyah is more like Zoreya than Zomer is, so it's not a paradumo here. If Zoreya is Usher and Zomer is Usher, Natiyah is closer to Zoreya, and certainly Natiyah is going to be Usher. If Rabbi Ratam accepted that and only disagreed with Tosefta Shviyas, it's, I think you can read it. And it's funny because in Aleph, it sounds like that was his presentation being on time. So I'm just a little navoch as to what his objection is, or unless perhaps, even though it doesn't sound that way in Aleph, that's really.
I'm sorry to have
you. Yeah, I can come with Hesper. I think Rav Neuberg had Hesper. I think you can say it. It's just it's still straight. It also fits better than if than the other with the ration, the other place where the ration does sound like it's about hachana.
What did he say earlier?
I think he wanted to say that it's more complicated. If you see that on Shvius it's more the Ikar Malacha. Since we know Choresh applies the Sefer Shvius, but he really means it's more the Ikar Malacha, it's closer, and Choresh is not Mefurish Bekra, and there is Mefurish Bekra.
Right, you have to
stick in a lot of words.
You have to assume that Choresh is either equal or one less than Zoreya, but not
as. No, because not Mefurish, because Torah doesn't say Choresh, because Choresh is not a laugh.
But not as Stark as Zomer. So we have no problem that
because Zomer is a laugh, Choresh is not a laugh.
But Zomer may not apply. He had no problem with saying that Zomer may not apply to Sefer Shvius.
I don't know. I guess it would follow, and Zomer also would have to apply. Right. Okay, fine. And then you have the opinion of the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't give a clear Hesber. The Rambam says a Hesber, which he thinks is what the Rambam probably meant also, which is that the halacha here of this is nothing to do to Tosefta Shvius, that we'll get around Perashim Shnayis shortly, but neither. But the Rambam Paskin, according to all those Perushim, again, the Rambam holds that there is a Dinyu Shloshim Yom on top of Tklita. In that respect, I'm holding Rashi first day of the Rashi. And if you don't have Shul Hashem plus Klita, it's you have to be Okert. However, before we get to the Mishnah, one first, however, is that the Rambam doesn't think it's mitam tosef shvis, because the Rambam says explicitly it applies to zman hazeh. The Rambam says in parakim lochir alf apes zman hazeh inotzi milonotzi merkiv meivrich merav shvis elke shetikla tia v'tisha achak pita shloshim yom korim rashana shel shvis. The Dov is also lo mene maris ayin shema yom arov b'shvis notov. The Rambam does have a hesber. The Ramban just adds the hesber. So what's the maris ayin shema yom arov b'shvis notov? So the Ramban explains, and why is why is shloshim yom for that? What's that all about? So the Ramban says that's what the Gemara means at Tesla base. When the Gemara says the Gemara connects also Lashon of Arlam Mutu Kayim B'Shvias, says Ramban that that's the Pshat. The Pshat is that since if you were to be Nikla within Shloshim Yom, it would be in fact not, it wouldn't be also Lashon of Arlam. So the first year of the Arlam cycle would be Shemitah. Then from Mikanal, the next few years, everyone's going to have to say, oh, what year is the tree up to? Oh, it's the third year. But we're in year two. When you planted during Shemitah, how'd that happen? So it will be like wearing a sign that this is the first year of the tree of Shemitah. Now, it happens to me, it's not a problem up in because you planted before Shemitah, okay? And it just wasn't also Hashanah. That doesn't matter. But in terms of Maris Ayin, that doesn't create a problem. And since it's a Maris Ayin problem, it has nothing to do with the Sefer Shvius, says the Rambam, it applies to the Zman Hazeh as well. One thing the Ramban's marviach with that is in terms of Pshat and the Gemara. Rashi has a very interesting chesh from Pshat and the Gemara. Ramban's and Rashan is a long essay, which is the beginning part of the essay, what I'm quoting. The one thing the Ramban is marviach is the Shach of Tara the Gemara here in Sechas Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says, Lema Deleikra Meir, Dimer Meir, Omer Yomecha B'Shana Choshev Shana. So, and the Gemara goes and says later, more than that. The Baisa La Olam Re Meir Vigamar Lamed Leklita Yachki Lamed Alav Boy Kasev Yom Lamed Ol Lekan Lekan. So Re Meir Shi Yom Echa B'Shana Choshev Shana is very confusing. But again, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Loikra Meir. Your Meir, Omer Yomecha B'Shana Choshev Shana. So, what's the Loikra Meir? The Din of Mutzal Kayim B'Shvias, you wouldn't Shlosh Yom according to a Meir? Why? Was it that Shlosh Yom has nothing to do with Yomecha B'Shana Choshev Shana? That's to do with Tosav B'Shvias. And when the Gemara here says that according to Rabbi Meir, Shloshim Ve'echad Ba'i, so I understand for Arla you need Shloshim Ve'echad, but for Shvias you should need more than Shloshim Ve'echad. You should need still need Shloshim Ve'shloshim if you need Klita Shloshim. 30 for Tosefes and 30 for Klita. See, the Gemara only meant it for Arla, not for Shvias. It's difficult to quetch through the Gemara. So Rashi says, you know what a Chiddush Gadol? Rashi says because Savra Meir Lo Hivnu Tosefes Lamin Yom El Yom Echad. The fear mayor sheet the Yom Echa B'Shana Choshev Shana Tosef is only one day.
Which read the Gemara like a bit of time in the Rash. The extra 30 is not going on.
But the Gemara says that.
Shvias, it's going on
Arlo. Right. So if you're right, that's I'm good. I'm saying, but then you have to. The difficulty with that is that it's not that what sounds like the Gemara. But that is part of according to Yotam, this line of the Gemara, at least this part of the Gemara at this point, is not shver, because when the Gemara was saying 30 and 1, it was saying only with an Arla, and we weren't even. No, actually.
You're saying to make it dependent.
This part of the Gemara is still a little difficult. No? No, that's because that's. Look at the Gemara carefully. El Olam Rameir, Omar in the original Braisa, Lamed Leklita, in the original Braisa, they're commenting on the Meimer of Nachman. The original Braisa still says.
To accomplish that, it takes more.
So they think there's no din of Tosefes. But okay, so Bechla, what's Remeir doing over there? Like, it's very strange. What are we talking about, Remeir? What does that mean to do with anything? In case no din Tosefes, then Remeir anyway shouldn't be there. So So the Ramban says, so Rashi is a big chiddush. Rashi says that according to Reb Meir, Tosefes Shvi'is is only one day. You see from Rashi, and this is it's important, I think, for our discussion before Tosefes Shvi'is, that the deraisa concept of Tosefes Shvi'is is not really or not necessarily about practical considerations, that Shloshim Yom somehow is a amount of time it takes to repair. And when it came to Pesach and Atzeres, that was clear in the Mishnah, in the Rishalmi, that it has to do with the impact it's going to have on the previous year or the next year. Rashi, at least, is clearly no, that there's a concept of Shloshim Yom. So the din of Tosefes Shvi'is. So 3 days is a significant amount. And according to your mayor, the Yom Echa B'Shana V'Choshev Shana, 1 day is a good enough amount for Tosefes. That's a Choshev amount for Tosefes. That's the Chorim Mavur, Firashi, what the derais of Tosefes is. But again, it's a big chiddush because no one in the Gemara has ever said such a thing explicitly. There's a new sheet of Tosefes, 1 day derais. So that's what the Ramban says. No, the Pshan the Gemara is that for Shvi'is, you're right. For Shvi'is, the reason why you need Yom Echa B'Shana Choshev Shana is important is because we're dealing with the Maariv Zayin issue. We're dealing with the question, whatever is also Shana B'Shvi'is is for Arla, whatever is also Shana for Arla is going to be enough to avoid the Maariv Zayin problem for Shvi'is, and then it's going to be Mutar L'Kayim B'Shvi'is. I don't remember if the double check, because they say we're talking about after Takanas Rabban Gamliel, or he says the Rambam could say we're talking after Takanas Rabban Gamliel. So not worry about those efforts, or the Bidyevedin, the Bidyevedin of Yaakor doesn't apply to being Kolot in Shvi'is, or Kolot Tosef Shvi'is, or even Bechlal. That's the din only based on the Maariv Zayin, but not dealing with the Chatzilah din possibly. But the reason why the whole din of Mutar L'Kayim on B'Shvi'is is all totally and also Lashana for Arla. And then you end up with a whole new issue, a whole issue which applies even, even though it's more kal, in one respect, it applies even bizman as it. The Rambam Perush Mishnah, just a pshat, the Rambam Perush Mishnah sort of combines different things from the Gemara. He says,
it's kind of strange to the Rambam that he doesn't tell you the full story in Perush Mishnah. You're very confused. But if it's Maariv Zayin, it's famously.
Okay, I don't know. The Rambam is not clear what.
No pun intended.
The Rambam. Rambam doesn't say why. I hear. Yeah.
Sounds like it's been just for
bin.
Some reason you need a year.
Could be. It could be. So, but what's interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam, instead of, he also doesn't quite take the Nachman Maravua at face value. Because if you take Rachman of face value, then it should be 60 days, 44, or 33. I mean, the mission says 30, 14, 3, or 33, 14, whatever. The Tanakhama says Pachos Shoshim Yom. Rebbe says Kol HaKavshin and Kol HaShloshim Yomim. And Yosef Shim says Shei Shabbosos. And the Gemara says, oh yeah, that's all. The Gemara suggests that's all for Klita, but on top of that you need Tosefes. And you had 30 days. The Rambam isn't doing B'tam Tosef, he's doing because Shol Shana Chashav Shana. He makes a second machlekes. He says that, as strange as it sounds, the Tanakhama is the most mekel. That the Tanakhama says Poch Shol Shemayim Rosh Hashana, because he holds Yom Echa B'Shana Chashav Shana. Yosef Shimon Sovim Shol Shemayim Rosh Chashav Shana, and therefore Kula Mom Shterach Shtalo Shana Achaz Man Klita. Therefore, they 30 plus 14 and 30 plus 3. So it's you read the Mishnah, you get a little bit confused because it sounds like he's the big Gishir, actually have the smallest year. But in other words, the way he's reading the Mishnah that they're adding is that Tanakhama says, and Rehuda says, you gotta give yourself three more days, and Rehuda assumes you gotta give 2 more weeks.
I think they're only talking about Klita.
Right, but who told the Rambam there's a second machlokes? So I just think just in
pshat. The Mishnah has nothing to do with that.
No, I think it does a little bit. I think the pshat's like this. Where did Rambam get this from? I mean, this idea of Shol Shem Yom referring to both the Gemara says it on the Brace and on the Mishnah. Unless Rambam, again,
there's even more of a problem, isn't there? I think Rambam pointed this out, that Rambam Lazar, if you read the Gemara seems to say that Tanakham is Rambam Lazar and needs 30 plus 30.
It would have been Rambam Lazar.
Right, and yeah. Rambam's saying it's not.
So I think what you gain from the Rambam No, that's if you were to hold like a blazer. Ella Meyer blazer. You need 30 plus 30. I'm saying Tanakama, but if you hold like a blazer.
Tanakama has to hold whatever she can hold whatever she that he wants.
Right, but the Gemara ends up saying Ella Oilam or Meyer. Right, so the Rambam sounds like no. So the Rashi learns that's going back to the Brayso.
Right.
The Rambam seems to have learned El Olam Yechagam Alkei Yechagam Alav Brayso. Sounds like the Rambam learns going to Tanakama
the
Mishnah.
Tanakama
the
street there,
but why Dafka? But why punk the Tanakama? So I think just Pashup Shad. I think the Pashup's like this, that the it's in Cheshbon. The Rambam way he reads the Gemara actually probably is that the Gemara was bothered by. Wait a second, you can't. Where is Dam's Kasha? If this really means more than 30 days, so. Can't just tell me. So what do you mean? Einotim every yichamir kim berav shis pachos shloshim yom rosh hashanah. No, einotim every yichamir berav shis pachos shishim yom lefnei rosh hashanah. What's shloshim yom lefnei rosh hashanah? So Rabbi Tam said, oh, we're not worried about Tosefos. Good. So the Rambam said no. The Rambam listed the things. The Gemara said no. That 3 days is bedafka. Why? Oh, hold on. 3 days is bedafka. Because it's you need shloshim yom leklita plus you have yom echa b'shanah chashiv shah. And Yom Echa Olakan Olakan. The other sheets are adding. They're adding. So why? Who told Ram to learn their adding? If he's willing to learn Tanakam like Rameyer, why can't he learn everyone else like Rameyer? Teretz is because of the Sefer Shvius. In other words, the Mishnah holds it. The Mishnah is, I'm assuming Mishnah is like Mishnah Rishon, like most of the Mishnahs probably are, or also Mishnah Rishon. There's the Sefer Shvius. So according to, let's say, Rameyer Tam, you end up having to say that when Reb Huda says, Kol Kavshin, Kol Shosham, Shuvina Koletes, it means even though he did a B'Isser. So the Rambam would say, no, Rambam says, that's true. If you did B'Isser, it's not going to be Lav Dafka. No, if you did B'Isser, maybe you wouldn't be, you have to be Oikarit. So what's the Peter saying? He's saying, that's why he's saying, on top of the other shir. But why, where do you get on top of the other shir from? If Yom Yonecha B'Shana Choshev Shana, and Shloshi Yom for Klita, so he says, no, because it happens the whole Shloshi Yom B'Shana Choshev Shana. In other words, there are three factors. No, but it means like this. There are three factors that have to be thinking. There's three bizana mikdash and two now. There's the question of Tosef Shvius, there's Klita, and then there's this Maris Ayin concept of what's ever Chashav Shana. Now, it was not Tosefes sort of is going to overlap with whatever the year is going to be. It's going to overlap because you have that Shlosh Yom for the Sefes Midaraisa anyway. But again, the Rambam learned the Tanakh, Rambam says, the Gemara, I think, learned the Tanakhama to be Dafka. And therefore, in order to say it means Dafka, but it's clear that they're arguing about Klita. Mm-hmm. It's clear they're arguing about Klita. So Memela, you have to say, because of Yom Echa B'Shana Chashav Shana. Okay. Which the Rambam was convinced is a problem. But since we're living in the time of Tosefes, it happens to be, if you only Shoshim for Klita, Tosefes becomes a non-factor. Because the Rambam may have agreed that if Klita in Tosefes isn't the problem, but he doesn't want to have the Mishnah talking about, having given you an implication that you're allowed to actually do Natiya during Tosefes, which isn't true.
Right.
So the Hechrich, the Rabbi Huda, when he said Shloshi Yamim had to be more than 3 days. So it couldn't be just 3 days and mutter. But it had to be 3 days plus. But since he thinks that this Mishnah isn't talking about Tosefes, one second. Right. Why would it be 3 days plus? If it's just Al Tosefes, it would be all Nichlal. So the answer is no, because the old Shloshim Yom B'Shana is Chashav Shana. So, plus, you need 3 days for Klita. So the way you read the Mishnah of Fidu Rambam, let me say it again. The way you read it's a little complicated. The way you read the Mishnah of Fidu Rambam is that the Tanakhama says, Halach L'mayis, the Tanakhama says, Einot Revichim Rekim Berav Shiz Pach Shloshim Yom B'Shana, Yotav Hevichim Rehir Kivyak. You're not allowed to do it for a number of reasons. You're not allowed to do it because of the Meir Sinai issue. You're also not allowed to do it because of the Sefer Shvius. It happens to be that it overlaps in terms of the Isser. But the reason why, if you do it within Shloshim Yom, you have to ochre it, is not simply because you violate Isser Tosefes, is because it's going to be niklat in a way that's going to have a Meir Sinai problem. It's a Meir Sinai problem. That's what that correct, then you have to take it out. But so it means you have to take in consideration klita plus the whatever chashav shana, but it happens to be exactly 30 days. Good. Rabbi Huda comes along and says, I need more than 30 days. That's not enough, because you also need 3 days for klita. I mean, you also need 3 days for klita. I mean, also, he needs 30 days for klita. Teretz says, yeah, but he only need 1 day for the shana. And I hold, you need 30 days for the shana. That's why I also need plus 3 days for klita. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Arimim Shtei Shabbosos, that I hold, that they say, no, I need 2 extra weeks for the klita, because I need 30 days for the shana, plus 2 extra weeks for the klita. I'm just adding, what's machriach? Why did the Rambam want to learn that? Why can the Rambam learn, anyway, learn the Tanakam like a mayor? Why can you learn everyone like a mayor? So I'm suggesting the reason is because otherwise you're left with the Mishnah, otherwise, then, what was Yehuda mean? Yehuda mean 3 days, that's all he would mean, 3 days, period. But the implication would then be that you're allowed to plant 3 days, which isn't true. So Memela, because it's Tosefes, so Memela he has to say 30 days plus 3.
What's the echad say not pakar? That everyone holds shloshim.
Oh, so I think, first I think Yoram read the Gemara not that way. But I think also because then at least the Mishnah, then it's not Lavdafka. Then it's literal. Then you can actually read the Mishnah literally. The Mishnah actually told me what's mutter to do it. Because if it's 30 plus 30, then ain't no v'richem erkim. Like if you like Rashi, then when it says ain't no v'richem erkim erev shi is parach shoshem v'nei rosh hashana, it really means parach shoshem v'nei rosh hashana plus 30 days. It really means shishim yom v'nei rosh hashana.
Well, why is there something lav dafka v'nei rosh hashana?
I don't think anything's lav dafka.
The second half is lav
dafka. It's not lav dafka.
The second half you have to add in shoshem yom.
No. But the Tanakhama said shoshem yom. He's adding the shoshem to the Tanakhama shoshem yom.
Why is it not shoshem yom tzeres?
That's
like
a happenstance.
It happens to be.
If it's the
Mishnah Rishonim,
so
you mean if I'm right, so why would
it's from
Atzeres?
What's the
chilek
between
Shloshim
Yom
and
Atzeres?
If it's the Mishnah
Rishonim.
Is there an Atzeres? From Atzeres?
Right.
If I'm right, then I have to say, here you start. Alright. See, if I'm right, I'm going to have to say that Harish is from Atzeres. But the T is not from Atzeres.
The T is clear that it's for.
I mean, what do we know about this? I mean, the Rash says that.
The Rash, 30 plus
30, you don't need 30 plus. The Rash says exactly that. The Rash holds like that, right? The Rash himself says, you know, Tia's mutter, the Tia, because the Rash gave a svara for. I don't know if the Rambam holds, the Rash gave the svara because the whole reason the extra days is only because of an ira that you're preparing, and there's no preparing for the Tia. The Rash actually holds like that. So, it wouldn't be
and
a...
And the Rambam holds the whole lundus as if they should have
the right, so it's not fair to say that now. Right, I think I threw.
So the way you're reading is that they're not talking about the same exact thing. They're not all three. It comes out that there's three shitas, but they're not saying, I'm saying this, you're saying these. They're talking about two different things.
I don't think so. They're talking about the first line of the Mishnah, sort of. Because Tanakam said two things. First he said, you're not allowed to plant Erev Shi'as Pach HaShalom Zayim V'Shashan. Period. And then he said, second halacha, in not to Hivrech, or Hirkev, those 3 days, Yaakor. And they're commenting on the second thing. I guess first thing also. And they're saying, I don't know if you mean Isser. You just would have to be Yokert. But maybe you won't be violating Yisur. I mean, that's not during Tosef HaShvius. But they're commenting primarily on the second thing. And they're saying, no, if you you're trying to say that more than 30, no, the implication you're saying is that more than 30 days is fine. They're commenting on the deal, on the inference, I guess they're saying. You said an Isser, but the implication is more than 30 days, you're free. And it's not true, because even after you finish, besides 30 days, you also have to take consideration 3 days of Klita. One's like 30 days are fine, but I hold 30 days don't take, you held 30 days taking into consideration Klita. And I hold 30 days don't take into consideration Klita. How did you hold 30 days take into consideration Klita, and I hold 30 days don't take into consideration Klita? Because you hold Yom HaShoshana, and I don't. I hold Shoshim HaShoshana, HaShoshana. Therefore, I need 3 more days for Klita. Right, the Rambam explicitly says there's a second machlokas.
You're talking about their days.
The Rambam tells you there's a second machlokas going on here. But I think the Revach from the Rambam is that answer Rambam Tam's Kasha. You don't have to say Rashi Lav Dafka, 30 days really means 60. Or say the Mishnah talking about Tosefos. And you don't have to, on the other hand, don't have to be left with the implication from the other Tanoim. That there's nothing wrong with planting within Tosef HaShvius, so the Tosef says, not that what it means, it just means for Klita. So he'll say, no, it's 3 days plus. If you're willing to create a ring, then I think you're Mavi Echala.
What's the Machlokas?
It's Machlokes Tanoim, Rami or Blood, in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says learn from Pesukim. No. Oh, that's a Machlokes Nilchos in Klolei Shana. It's Machlokes Nilchos Orla. Machlokes is the level of the Reis in Nilchos Orla. Right, and I'm working with the Ramban. And the Ramban, the Ramban doesn't say what the Marasayan is, but the Ramban says, and he says, if he doesn't start presenting the Ramban, he starts having difficulty with the Gemara and saying this Ramban. The Gemara, he says, and Nero Loi, that's what the Ramban must have said. All right, we have two more minutes. I guess we'll maybe I'll just make one quick point that leading into the last series of Mishnayos. Maybe one close the Nakuta because it's Nogaya the Sechta later. These are Shnayas, all these Shnayas actually. Zayin, Tesh, Ches, Tesh, Yud. So they talk about cutoff time. And let's say, Ores, Vedochim, a program, Shum Shemim. So I'm asking which of them Mutarim Bishvis. I'm asking Bishvis. And then let's say, okay, Mishnah Ches, Shem Zuri, Paul, Mitzri is the same halacha. Tzol, Masri, Sum, Tzol, Mitzri, Manu, Mayim, Shal, Shem, Roshana, Mutarim Bishvis. I love Asurim Bishvis. Mishnah Yud might be something different. Also, the Kaima Mishnah might be something else. So, what do you mean Mutar Mishnah Asur Mishnah? So, the Rambam actually had a Madura Kama Madura Basra on this. In the Madura Kama, the Rambam wrote apparently that it's it has to do with Kedushas Peir Shvius. The Nitvas said Mutar Chosam Lekiyum, which obviously means it's a mistake. But the point is. That we're dealing with Isser Kedushas Peir Shvius, which is what he talks about in Mishnah Yud, when actually he talks about Lakayim on the Shvius. But in the Rambam here, writes Mishnah Zayin, the Asher L'Ochel Medinim Ketin Tzvichei Shvius, presumably that's what means in Mishnah Tess, also because it tells you to look back at Mishnah Zayin. So he's talking about Isser Kedushas Peir Shvius.
But there are plans
in that Shvius? No, they were not planned in that Shvius, that's the point.
So
Mishnah Zayin, it's talking about Hishrishu on Shvius. In Mishnah Tess, it talks about not even. It was Hishrishu before Shvius. As long as you weren't Manameh Mayim before Shvius was out, then it's going to be an Isser Svichim. And if you look at the emphasis, and if you look at the Rambam here, tells you. So it sounds like Paskin, and Mam says here, we don't Paskin, puts the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, we don't Paskin Hash Rosh Hashanah, we Paskin Gemara Pri, which Lechor put all the Rambam, I mean that Gemara Pri has to take place before Shvius, in order for, if Gemara Pri takes, remember this, before Shvius, it's no Issa Svichim. If Gemara Pri takes place on Shvius, even if it's a Shvius before Shvius, but the Gemara Pri takes place on Shvius, it sounds like Ram Halacha, there's an Issa Svichim. And he mentions the Nivyarek. We are called Achli Tassel, Chenam Yarek Achli Tassel and Meiser. And it's pretty clear that he's talking about both Shvius and Meiser in that respect. And that's the Shvius of Rambam. Shvius of Rambam seems to be that when it comes to Svichim more or less, maybe 100, maybe even 100%, but the Svichim follow the column of more or less follow the column of Meiseris, not 100% actually. But when it comes to Yerek, for instance, the Rambam writes a Furush in Halacha Yudbeis that Yerek b'shas likitaso. He's talking about Svichim, right? After he's talking about Svichim, or Zadochen, or if the Gemara Pri doesn't take place in Shishis, it's Isser Svichim. And Yerek in general, the Lakita doesn't take place until Shvius is Isser Svichim. That's Shvius the Rambam. You should note that there. Perhaps, I don't know why this is why the Rambam changed his mind, but this is a controversial position. The Ramban al-Torah and the Rash, and Tosis and Tzacha maybe, disagree. The Rash in the ninth parak, that's where it discusses the sugya at length. The Ramban and the Parash of Bahar, they both say, if you look carefully, it's exactly the same nuance of different ins and outs of it, but they're both bothered by a whole series of Mishnayos later in the Masechta, where people are gathering Yerukos in Shemitah, being located Yerukos in Shemitah, and then they're worried about the Me'ama Aretz, and they're worried about Schoira, and they're worried about all sorts of things, and whatever happened to Svichim. So, it's Yitachin to make up Kimtas that they grew in places where there's no Svichim. I'm right, Svichim is a Gezeira that you might plant, and therefore, sometimes no Svichim and things that are grown, say, Abal, you can make Kimtas. But what the Rash, look at the Rash, the long Rash 9th parak is a parallel to Tosis and Pesachim and Aleph at the end of the Tosis there, and the Ramban al-Torah says the Bekitzer, they say, more or less, that at least when it comes to Yerukos, Tfuah seems to be different. Tfuah for some reason always goes by Shlis, but at least when it comes to Yerukos, it's true that Meisers follow Lakita, but, and it's true that Kedushas Peir Shvius follows Lakita, So if you have a pre that was planted in Shishis, in the Yerek, I'm sorry, that's planted in Shishis and with Nilka and Shvias, it has Klushas Peir Shvias, but does not have Mr. Svichim. Mr. Svichim follows Smicha. Now, Hashrasha you might require, I don't know, maybe require Hashrasha, but Halach Lamaisa, Ram says we don't pass on Hashrasha or anything anyway. But what the Ramban, Ramban calls it Smicha, I think the, if we go, the Ramban says that, but if it was Yerok Shesamchu Shishis and Nilka to Veshvias, Yeshem Glusha Shvias, because but Avaim Bem Mishum Svichem Shem Svichem Shvias Rebbe Shishis Samchu. Afilo Sivu Shvias Aim Bem Dim Svichem. That's Shishis Ramban. That's the Rash of the ninth parak. Basically, again, we'll have to point my eye more carefully. But that's the Chiddush Rambam in both Mishnah Torah and the Madur Basra. The Parashat Mishnah said there is Nisr Svichem. Even in peiros that were some chubashishis, if they were gadol, at least if they were nilka and shvias, or at least if they were gadol and shvias, the chad and shvias chadish talks about. Okay.